If you are watching this, this is your sign. You need to become the energy that you are calling in most at this time. You need to embody the vibe that you are craving most in the universe. And in order for you to become the energy that you crave, you need to know the energy that you crave. And so this requires a deep inner knowing and intuition and alignment, which you may sometimes be using other people's voices to drown out of your consciousness. In our culture, there's so much to consume, and this video is one of those things. And while I love videos and podcasts and all that is available to us to deepen our consciousness, it's also very important for you to create space in your day-to-day life that you take to truly listen to yourself, to tap into your heart energy, and to understand, what am I feeling? What am I trying to say to myself? I think so often we focus, especially as creatives, on what do I want to say to the world, you know? And it's so important to also have practices and spaces and areas of your life that bring you into, what am I trying to say to myself? And I think when it comes to energy, I really believe that everything is energy. So many messages that the universe is sending to us, the medium that it sends it through is energy. You feel, for example, drawn to someone, like you're like, wow, I'm just drawn to your energy. I want to be with you. I want to have coffee with you. Maybe you meet someone and you just have sparks flying, or maybe you listen to someone's podcast and you're like, instantly your heart just feels at home in their consciousness, in their way of seeing things, in their way of feeling and being in the world, or a poet or an artist, someone you deeply admire and maybe even envy, because we know that there is that feeling of that egoic state that we all go to. I go to it all the time, where someone creates something and you're like, oh, I wish I could do it the exact way that they did. I wish I had the name of the podcast that they came up with, because it's so clever and it just, you know exactly what it's saying. I wish I could embody myself the way they did, or I wish I had the knowledge that they had, or could put things together in the way that they do. Or to be much more blunt, I wish I had the success that they were having. I wish I was getting the visibility that they were getting. So we get into this mindset of wanting what someone else has. And I think there's so much to discuss on creative envy, but what I would invite you into is seeing, okay, what is the energy that I'm so drawn to in this person? It's almost like we've only been taught to recognize the kind of love that is about wanting to be with someone. And we haven't recognized the kind of love that comes from wanting to align yourself or to be deeper in touch with yourself through someone. What do I mean by that? If you envy someone, there's something within them that they've accomplished or that they exist as in the world. Part of you knows you feel called to, you are supposed to embody, you are supposed to exist as. So now they are almost like this further along version of what you believe is possible for yourself. So really, the way they are existing in the world is a sign of what is possible for you to make your own. So when you notice, okay, why is it specifically this person? If I tell my friend about this exact person, they're like, okay. So there's something about me and this person that have this soul alignment. And what I really believe is we are each other's you. I am your other you. You are my other me. There is a unity consciousness. We are all drawing from the same source. We see different manifestations of the possibilities of how we could be and exist. They are magnetic to you. But what you have to recognize is that person in and of themselves isn't magnetic. They are magnetic to you. There's a part of you that they speak to. So it's like they are calling you into, inviting you into a part of yourself that may be waiting to be discovered or recovered, depending on whether you believe in past lives, but even just past evolutions of yourself. I know that there are certain aspects that I love about my younger child that I don't have now. And like, we're always spiraling, right? So just know that it's not that they are your enemy, or that these people that you meet or see or feel the energy and you're like, oh my word, how can I be like you? It's like, you are already, you are like them. The strength of the collective lies in each of us. And whatever is in them that they've cultivated is in you and could be in you. And I think the reason you feel so drawn to them is part of you feels like they are going to help you expand into the fullest version of yourself. I think our energies, our souls, if you believe in that, naturally want to expand. So they draw us to voices that will help our expansion. There's some people who are vibrating on this frequency that you're like, I want that. Whatever they're on, I want it. Stay close to them if you want, but also stay close to the part of you that is in them, babes. That is in them. So all of this to say, become deeply aware of why you are drawn and magnetized to certain people and to certain topics and beings. If you find yourself constantly Googling something and like, oh, I want to learn more about this. What is in that for you? What is the thread? What are you feeling deeply curious about? What are you feeling called to? Are you listening? Because you are always speaking, but are you listening? I would invite you to ask, what is internal to this person? Is it the fact that I really admire that someone is so in tune with themselves and they allow themselves to be goofy and silly and to dance and to just embody this, like, wow, how do you do that? And then the critic in your mind is like, ugh, that's embarrassing. Or who would do that? Who would let themselves be seen in that way? And yet you're not hearing the question, who would let themselves be seen in that way? What if that question is about which version of you would allow you to exist in a way that they are allowing themselves to? And so I think it's so important that every trigger, every message, every uncomfortable feeling, don't flee from it. Really understand what is it have to offer you. When you meet someone and you really love being around them, taking time to reflect on why. I do this all the time. Like, I now know the type of person that I'm drawn to. I'm drawn to people who are very good listeners because I feel like I'm always playing the role of listening in my relationships and my friendships, and I want that mirrored back. I want, like, me and another person who are deeply empathic and deeply interested and intrigued by each other and curious about each other and holding space for each other rather than me holding space for someone else's emotions, else's existence to then fill the container of my energy, leaving me feeling depleted and unseen. I'm very drawn to humble people. I've made the mistake of dating people who are very arrogant, and for me it's just an energy that I cannot. It's a no for me. It's not a no in the universe. We need all kinds of energies, but for me personally and my body and my being, I'm like, no. I've noticed, like, that energy of I'm so cozy in this person's company is something I feel very, very drawn to. The coolest thing about energy is it's not like yes or no. It's a spectrum. Someone may just be in your life to bring you like a second closer to that energy, to inspiration or to devotion or to love, like whatever it is. If you think about these micro shifts and how they compound over time, that's what transformation is. It's not like 0 to 100. It's more like this person can just help me dial up certain parts of my being that may be feeling repressed. Maybe because of my conditioning, I haven't been inviting myself into having audacity. Okay, so this person is coming into my life to bring more audacity to me. Becoming what you crave can also mean becoming for someone completely different. What you crave from a person who can't give it to you. If there's someone in your life who you wish was more loving towards you and you want to be more loving but not towards them because they've betrayed your trust, then you can become that for someone else. And I think that's also how we heal as a collective, is we alchemize the things we've lacked or felt hurt by or been traumatized by into the healer we become to someone else. This is not always possible, nor expected, nor required, but it's just this idea that we have this energy within us to take seriously what we've gone through and then to become the medicine for that pain in the world. So if we've been bullied, we can say, I will never contribute to anyone's bullying. And whenever someone is being bullied, I will stand up for them. There you are becoming the person that you craved or needed most in that moment. So it can be a very collectively healing thing, because if many of us have not felt truly appreciated, we can just say, I'm going to move through the world as gratitude. What would gratitude do next? What would love do next? I haven't been loved. I'm going to be love. And of course, sometimes you can become depleted and unable to occupy or embody this energy. But just know that that is possible. Like, energy is abundant. You can embody an energy. You don't have to take it on completely. But as I said, the spectrum, you can move a little bit closer to that energy and to that place. If you crave trust, what would trust do next? If you want a trusting relationship, then what would a trusting person do next? Even if you're not quite there, you can quantum leap into that energy by becoming what you seek. That is a quantum leap that is accessible to you. And it only can happen if you really take seriously the emotional and intuitive information you are receiving from the collective and from yourself. So when you feel that pang of envy, don't just turn up the volume so you don't feel it. Journal about it or listen to yourself. Create a voice note to yourself or just speak to yourself if you have the space to do that and say, why do I envy this person? What are they trying to teach me? What are they trying to guide me towards? What is an energy that I see within them that I want to tap into within myself but hasn't felt safe for me to do so? So as we wrap up this episode, I hope you've enjoyed the journey. I hope that you feel invited into becoming becoming the energy that you crave and letting that really take on its many meanings. If you're feeling like, I wish someone could just listen to me, sitting with that pain, like, I'm so sorry you don't feel heard. It's so isolating. I love you. You deserve to be heard. And when you are heard, you will know it and you'll feel it. And we'll think of this moment together where we acknowledge that we deserve to be deeply listened to and we're tired of being the ones to listen. We also want to be received. We also want to be held. Okay? Lovely. There's so many different manifestations of becoming what you crave. So I'm so excited to see how it manifests in your consciousness and in your being, what seed it plants within you and what trees and flowers will blossom from your spirit, from my heart to yours, from our heart, our consciousness, which I so believe we are each other's mirror. We are each other's oneness and unity consciousness. And I think that is so beautiful. And I'm proud to exist from the same energy as you. And I'm excited that I get to feed into that energy in my little way and hopefully support you on your journey as you continue to grow and exist and evolve and learn and unlearn and think and feel and really listen. That's my invitation, to really listen to yourself. I am wondering, what are you calling more of into your life? What are you trying to invite in? And what will it look like for you to become those things? What would the embodiment of those energies look like? Maybe you are so drawn to people who are heart-centered, so you're going to exist in the world as that heart-centeredness and as that love. Maybe you're drawn to sensitivity, so instead of being ashamed of it, you're going to embody and be in your sensitivity and cry in front of people and just feel joy when it's joyful and sadness when it's sad and heartbreak when it's heartbreaking. So I just invite you to tap into the energetic messages you're receiving from the universe. And remember, you are the universe. So if you feel a feeling within you, don't should your way out of it. Oh, I shouldn't feel this way. I should be more happy for them. I shouldn't feel jealous about this. What if you just relate it to yourself with no judgment? Everything is here and everything is right. And this isn't me. I'm not just a jealous person. I'm experiencing in my oceanic being a wave of jealousy. Instead of just writing it out, I'm actually going to listen to it and say, what does it have to teach me? What does it have to show me? I love you so dearly, and the love in me sees the love in you, sees the love in us. Okay? Love you so much. Bye. I hope some paradigms have been shifted for you in today's conversation. As always, if you can, please leave a 5-star rating on Apple and Spotify. Like, comment, subscribe. I love you so, so much. Okay? I love you. Join me on my Substack. Links in the comment section. Go there. Okay? Love you so much. Love you. Bye.